Cole will kick the goal. The Eagles are going to win anyway, but now instead of winning by 9, they win by 15 points over the Saints, and they're heading to a top 4 spot. 9-11-65 the West Coast. St Kilda 6-14-50, and that was all on the Triple M IJ Liquor scoreboard. The Saints early in the final turn. They banged on 3 quick goals. The Eagles fought back. Let's go down to a man who had a terrific game for the West Coast, Tim Kelly.
I've been challenged. A lot of guys out. The 4-day, 5-day breaks hasn't really suited us. But, couldn't be prouder of the boys, especially the ones who came in. You know, Hamish on debut, especially our young guys. I thought they lifted when we were down and out a little bit in that first quarter. So just a great win. Important for us to get our season back on track and finish it off strongly and put ourselves in a good position for the final.
Well, you spoke about the young guys, but I thought your senior boys in this final term were absolutely magnificent. But talk us through Nick Nat's game. You missed him on 4 days ago, but I thought he was sensational late.
Oh, he was a monster in that last quarter. He definitely imposed himself around the ball. And that's what we expect for him. You know, our guys, our senior guys in there, we're missing leadership in there. So it was important guys like, myself, Nick, Gaff, really led from the front. Dougie, congrats to Dougie, his 100th game tonight. I thought it was important for us stepping up, playing in the midfield. So, just a great win.
Well done. Congratulations. Go and enjoy the win.
Thanks.
Great work. Courtesy of Channel 7 there, the host broadcaster, Abby Holmes with... Tim Kelly just continues to impress, doesn't he?
Oh, he was outstanding, wasn't he? That's almost the game of the year, as Joey said. Had to stand up. No Redden, no Shuey, no Yo. And he just stood up when he had to. And they had a number of different opponents that tried to stop him throughout the night, but they just couldn't get the job done. He was outstanding. That goal he kicked, wow.
He was scary, scary good. His dominance around the contest, not just winning the ball, but bringing others into it, the time that he then creates for others around him. And he realistically, he definitely should have had 2 goals. He missed that one right on the halftime siren, I think it was. He was absolutely unbelievable. And well done. They needed to stand up, and blokes like him and Nick Natanui did.
All right, here's Nick Natanui, courtesy of Channel 7.
Your story is obviously Gov's hammy. How much does that hurt you guys moving forward here?
Yeah, it does a bit. All the old boys are doing hammies at the moment. But now we'll probably rest up and we'll get a few cavalry back. We've just got to hold on for another week and a bit, and then hopefully some of those boys start coming back into the side.
And talk us through Liam Ryan. He's obviously inked a contract extension during the week. He's just been phenomenal for you guys in the last few weeks, hasn't he?
He's been good. He's happy. He brings a lot of spirit and a lot of energy to the team. And stuff he does in the footy field, there's not many guys that can do it. So obviously missing Willy Rioli at the moment, but he brings that spark. And, fingers crossed he can keep doing it for the next couple of weeks.
And the young boys, Tim Kelly just pointed out their effort. You're under the pump in terms of the injury front, but they really stood tall. Hammer came in for his debut game.
Yeah, our young boys have played in the Waffle. I got a chance to play with them last year in the Waffle, so... they're full of excitement, full of spirit. Those boys they haven't had any games. They've been playing 10-on-10 scrimmages all year, and to get opportunity, they love it, and they'll sing the song pretty loud. They're the heart and soul of our footy club, those boys.
Thanks, Nick. Go and enjoy the win. You're playing finals footy. Good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just a brilliant player to watch. He's one of those blokes who just come to the game, and he's just a fascinating player to watch.
He's special, isn't he? It was a really good battle, I reckon, throughout the night. I reckon Paddy Ryder had his moments, kicked a good goal, was good around the ground, took some good grabs, but... real opportunity lost there for the Saints. They had those 2 scoreless quarters. They didn't kick a goal, but they had a real opportunity. We're up by, I think, 6 or 7 points in that last quarter, and a side that was decimated with injury. 3 of their key mids out. We have McGovern out for most of the game. It was a real opportunity for the Saints to stand up and cement that spot that they need in that top 8, and they'll be kicking themselves off, Phil.
I think it was just a lack of big forward presence all night, really, for the Saints. They got it going in that last quarter purely by bringing their smalls into it. But when you look at the other side of the page, it goes down the other end. Darling was really big all night. Kennedy, well, you know how much of a star he is. For the Saints, if you're going to rely on Maxi King, who's going to be a superstar, don't get me wrong, but as a young developing forward coming up against some bigger bodied, really class defences, it just makes it so tough.
Liam Duggan in his 100th game has led the boys off. Has
got shared off.
Hoisted up there.
On 100 games?
Yeah, he did.
Why not? Make the most of it. It's a strange year. Do whatever you want.
No crowd there.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Did you get chaired on your 200th, Joey?
No, I didn't. I refused. Not for me. Daisy, I know, he'd love
Daisy.
It.
No, I only got chaired when I retired. I never got chaired for a milestone, but I got chaired off 5 times in my last week of training.
I thought you would have been crowd surfing.
That was after at the Albion.
It's a 15-point win to the Eagles. They did it very well under pressure. They won hurt, and Jeremy McGovern, he's got that high hamstring, and 3 weeks before the Eagles' first final is what he's got. We'll get a wrap from Robbo on that. See what sort of recovery time that young man's got, because he's such an important part for the West Coast. Eagles will gather and belt out the song, and they're top four tonight. West Coast 9-11-65 have defeated St Kilda 6-14-50 to start round 17. Don't forget, the Monopoly game is Macca's is back. Full terms at mcdonalds.com.au. Just get online and get involved and you won't be disappointed. Daisy Thomas, Bernie Vince to wrap it up shortly with Miggy Roberts. We'll get a wrap from Miggy. The great Ashley Chua with the stats that matter. Joe Montagna is here as well, and he'll have a good look at what's happened to the Saints tonight. Big game next week now for them. Baz as well for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Review, Amy.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky, you're with Amy.
9-11-65, the Eagles. The Saints 6-14-50 after the Saints burst out of the blocks in the final term. Kick three, they looked home, and the Eagles bit back and fought and got the points in the end. Baz, Joey, Daze, Bernie, the Chew Man, and Robbo as well. I'll go to Robbo first. Been a big night on the boundary line as well, because some important injuries, Robbo, as we start to head towards the finals.
None bigger than Jeremy McGovern. As we know, drifts across halfback, intercept marking power in the league, and do a hamstring. Cop one high early, though. Dazed him a bit. Got a cut near the nose, and they looked at his eye socket, but it's the hamstring. It's the right one, and it's at the belly and at the top of the hamstring. So they'll scan that big time. They'll be working on him, knowing that they've got finals in 3 weeks' time to get him up. But he was in a lot of pain with that hamstring. He knew straight away and grabbed the top of it. So that's a real concern. The other one was Oscar Allen, who, I tell you what, got clipped by Long. They clashed heads. They assessed him for concussion. He seriously had the staggers. And I'm staggered that he actually got back on the ground. I reckon they were down a little bit on the interchange, and it's borderline, so throw him back out there.
Well, it's certainly got the points for the Eagles, or helped, 9-11-65 to the Saints, 6-14-50 in the end. This is the Triple M Amy Review. Who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you are with Amy. Today's I'm Loving It moment happened at the 17th minute mark of the last quarter. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy. Nat Newley grabs it out of the ruck, kicks the Eagles inside forward 50. This time punched away from Kennedy. Far as Darling, and Buster Kelly has a shot from 30.
Oh, wow.
Kelly has a shot, and he's put it through. Wow. Oh, the Eagles have hit the front. And they went on with the business and got the 4 points as well. Just when we thought the Saints were pretty much home. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com, Joey, for hotels across Australia. The lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply, of course. Big game tomorrow night. It's Richmond and Geelong. And as you said before, the Huddle boys will be ready to
go. Big game tomorrow night. Now the West Coast fans will be watching with interest too, because if Richmond lose tomorrow, then West Coast can almost certain to finish top four. They have Kangaroos in the final round. So that's big ramifications for the top four. If Richmond win, of course, then they're in the box seat to finish top four. So a huge game tomorrow night.
We look forward to that. Ash, ramifications, please, and also the big numbers on the Triple M stats tonight.
So let's. Joey's... Yeah, that's spot on with the Eagles. But let's look at St Kilda. Okay, at the moment, they are currently 2 points clear of Collingwood, 4 points clear of the Giants, who are sitting in eighth position on the ladder, and 4 points clear of GWS and 8 points clear of Melbourne. St Kilda fans probably want to know, can they possibly drop outside the eight? Well, they can based on the following scenario. If Collingwood were to win one of two games, they play Gold Coast and Port Adelaide. The Giants win both of their games, they play Melbourne and St Kilda. And the Bulldogs win both of their games as well, which are winnable. They play Hawthorn and Fremantle. So in a nutshell, Saints must defeat the Giants in order to remain in the eight.
Sure,
with certainty.
Wow.
Correct.
Yep. There you go.
It's confusing.
It is, but then again, I suppose what it boils down to, Ash, is they've got to win next week.
Well, at least it's in their own destiny, isn't it? That's the key for St Kilda fans.
A lot of sides limping into finals, Dace, and burning at this time of year, I suppose, you know, you blokes have been through it. It does happen. But, geez, this year has thrown up a lot of scenarios because of injury.
It certainly has, and it seems like that eighth position is anyone's who's happy to win a game of footy. We see GWS, they've gassed it a couple of times. The Melbourne Footy Club, they've gassed it the last couple of weeks. So,
Giants.
The Giants as well, for sure. So it's an interesting last couple of rounds, and great for footy lovers because your teams, you know, anyone down to 10th is still a chance to make the top eight.
All right, it's that time of the night. The Triple M MVP Award is the award the players want to win because it's voted on by the superstars, and they're all here on Triple M Footy. And, Bern, I think you've got the good ones tonight.
Yeah, we've done it as a team tonight, Baz, something a little bit different. We're going to take it in turns and see where we go.
That's nice.
Just sit back and we're a team in here.
Look at the grins on their face.
It's like a grade six presentation.
It's like, you go. No, I'll go. No, I'll go. Oh, you were going to say that. All right, let's get on with it anyway. One vote tonight was we gave to Tom Barras. He was outstanding, especially when McGovern went down. He had 15 disposals, 7 marks, 4 intercept marks, and what was important, 11 intercept possessions. So he just stood up, I thought, when McGovern went down and was fantastic. Over to you, Daze. Your turn.
Yeah, that was brilliant, Bernd. 2 votes. Nick Natanui in the ruck. He was brilliant all night. One of their leaders. He needed to stand up. He needed to have a big game. He was pretty instrumental with his hit-outs, but his work around the ground. He had 9 clearances, 3 tackles, and 7 inside 50s. For a big man, he's throwing up huge numbers. So we decided to give him the 2 votes. And Bernie, for the 3 votes, who do you like?
Is that my turn now?
It is.
3 votes is pretty obvious. Tim Kelly was one of the most dominant displays we've seen from a midfielder all year. Had pressure on him to perform because we spoke about Redden, Yo, Shuey all out tonight, and had to stand up and perform. He had 30 disposals, 15 of them contested, 9 clearances. He kicked that goal and probably had an opportunity to kick a couple others too that he missed. He missed one easy one especially. So 500 metres gain. He played the complete game and, he gets our 3 votes. How did we go, teacher?
Oh, I thought Liam Ryan was a bit stiff.
We actually had him here, but we scrubbed him out and we changed it. Oh, we had him there for 2 votes at one
time. He was there
That's
for
what
2.
You get. And he's That's gone what you get when you get us. When it's you get just the unpredictable. Yeah. It's loose.
Yeah.
We change our mind like we change jocks. Do you want me to change it back, Dace?
You need to go home and explain to Abby about what happened tonight with your bet, Bernie. That's what you need
to
do.
I think we all need to go home. All right, let's wrap it up. 3 votes to Robbo tonight. Our votes went to Robbo because he had a lot of work to do on the boundary line. 2 votes equal to Bernie and Dace. 1 to Joey. Great call from you. Me and Ash, we just have to work a lot harder.
Go on, go. We want to listen to this one more time. This is Bernie after he made his bet.
Go
on. Bernie Vince, how'd you see that first quarter?
Yeah, I think the Saints dominated, to be honest. You just hope that that doesn't come back to bite them.
He bet he's going out, but it was going to be reviewed.
That was still touched. I'm still going with it. I'm double down.
15-point winners for the Eagles. Don't forget to join the huddle tomorrow night. Howie, Brownie, Johnny, Das, Ash, and, of course, Tommy Brown. It's a big game, Richmond and Geelong. We thank Jared, we thank Rabs, and we thank Leroy, who's a very good man who looks after us week in and week out from the studios of Triple M. Baz signing off on behalf of a massive crew. And if you remember this, your week's going to end up okay. Here it is. For McDonald's, Triple M, rocks for you.